from Jet and the Blackhearts. That's the third of six of the best from the letter J this afternoon for Debbie. Started off with Jermaine Jackson, Let's Get Serious from 1970. Rick James from... No, 1980, Jermaine Jackson, sorry. 1981, Rick James. And this one's from 1982. Think we're going to get something from 1983 now? You're wrong. I love rock and roll. Johnny H. Jazz. First big hit single for him. Shattered Dreams. Two lovely records to take us out after this one. Up to the top of the hour. Jazz, Shattered Dreams, gonna have to cut it short because the next two records are classics from the six of the best this afternoon, the letter J. Have a listen to this, it's just great. Billy Joel, She's Always a Woman.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes. And she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can leave you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. She'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. She can wait if she wants. ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out, and she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She's frequently kind, and she's suddenly cool. She can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. And she can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
To Bert Williams, who's taken over from me.
Just here in the space, picture my face in your hands. Live for every second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man.
Going over time again. But they are good records. Six of the best from the letter J. Rick James, Super Freak, Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll. Johnny H. Jazz, Shattered Dreams, Jermaine Jackson, Let's Get Serious, and Billy Joel, Always a Woman. And this is Elton John. And that's what it's called. I've got to cut that short. Hope to speak to you again next Sunday between 1 and 3, all being well and good. Thank you for tuning in. Stay on for Bert and the rest of the format for the afternoon. And this evening on Mercy Waves. Ta-da!
You're in tune with the home of good music on the quality sound of Radio Mercy Waves. Dear Mercy Waves.
1964 there, The Searchers, Goodbye My Love, from 1964, starting things off with the Bert Williams Show this afternoon. I'm not going to be saying as much as I'd like to, or too much this afternoon. I seem to have a bit of a cold coming on. There seems to be a station cold going around, I think. Keith seemed to have one a day or two ago. It looks as though there's a general cold going around, so I'm not going to be saying too much. I'll introduce the records, make a few comments, but perhaps not as much as I'd like to. And I'm hoping to be featuring the Supremes shortly. I'm going to be taking a look at the Supremes from the mid-1960s and a lot of their hits. That's provided I think I've got the LP with me, but I haven't looked through yet. But I'm pretty sure that I probably have, so I should have that on shortly. Anyway, just to be going on with, so we're going back to 1965 with this one from the Yardbirds, For Your Love.
Trouble days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
As you know, if you may have been listening, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's been on any of the actual media, but we were in court, quite a lot of us from the station, on Thursday just gone. It didn't go too bad, but at the same time it didn't go too good. It could have gone a lot worse, I suppose. certainly if one uses the Dave Collins court, when Dave Collins chose to be done on his own. What's happened, just in case you've not heard the details before, I'll give you the details briefly. We first appeared, a lot of the people from the station here, after the DTI raids that we've had on us here at Radio Mersey Waves, in September, I think it was around mid-September or early September, I can't remember offhand, and it was adjourned. But however, Dave Collins' solicitor and Dave Collins seemed to insist in wanting to be dealt with separately. So that didn't go very well at all for two reasons. One is the solicitor didn't seem to do very well, and also the fact that the expenses for the expenses weren't shared for that particular case, so he had to pay for the prosecution solicitor as well. But unfortunately, it is about the worst that I can actually think of, the highest and the worst fine that I can think of in pirate radio, actually. But I suppose it's not surprising under the circumstances. When he's to give you an example of what the solicitor was like, it's like a solicitor saying to the magistrates, well, this offence carries a prison sentence. And the magistrates say, oh, well, we didn't realise that. We'll have to think it over. Sounds interesting, that. That would be the magistrate's reply. So it seems to go a bit like that, actually. So it didn't go too well, the Dave Collins one. However, when we were all up in court on Thursday, it didn't go too bad, actually. It went reasonable. Could have been a lot worse. I suppose we were a bit more organised than what the bit of a botch up, I think, the Dave Collins one was, you know, considering the he got such a high fine and compared to what most of the other people from the station got. Anyway, as I said, I've got a little touch of a cold, actually, so I'm not going to be saying too much. What I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to be taking a look at the Tamla Motown records of the 60s, and I'm going to be featuring the Supremes as a main group, but I'm going to intersperse this with other Tamla Motown records from the 60s. Starting off with this one from Junior Walker and the All-Stars from 1964, Roadrunner.
Thank you.
The Supremes there, Stop in the Name of Love. I'll take a look now and see what year that's from. Unfortunately, it seems to have a bit of a mark actually on the label here, so I'm having a slight problem. Actually, it's 1965 there, The Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love. Now let's see which one we'll have next by The Supremes. I'm just trying to pick one out here. What I think I'll do is, a bit undecided here, there's another one here which hasn't quite got a mark on it. 1966 this one is from, that's what I'm going to feature now, from The Supremes. And it got into the top 10 in 1966, if I can just get it queued on. My World is Empty Without You is the title. This is Radio Merseywaves, your local pirate radio station, free pirate radio on 244 metres, 1233, 42 kHz, I should say, actually. I'm Bert Williams, taking you through till 5 o'clock this afternoon. And as I said, this is free pirate radio, without any restrictions. We can play exactly what we like. None of this nonsense like you have with these IPA stations where they have to play something that they dug up. Some like group impersonating the originals and they put it out. So we play a lot of good stuff here on 244, so I hope you'll keep listening. And we're broadcasting to Merseyside, North Wales and North West and beyond on 244 metres, 1230. Get used to the 1233 actually, we're actually on 1242 kilohertz in the medium wave band. And I'm Bert Williams. If you'd like to write to me for any reason at all, the mailing address is Bert Williams, 9 Meadfoot Road, Moreton, Whittle on Merseyside. And Meadfoot is spelled M-E-A-D-F-O-O-T. That's 9 Meadfoot Road, Moreton, Whittle on Merseyside. And at the moment I'm doing a feature on the Supremes. A lot of the records that they released in the mid-1960s. I heard a slight crackle there, not quite sure what it was. So the next, but I'm interspersing them. Instead of playing them continuously, I'm going to be looking at some other Tamla Motown records as well from the 1960s. But I'm doing, as I said, I'm doing a special feature on the Supremes, interspersed with a few others, like this one from the Isley Brothers from 1967. Behind a Painted Smile. Another one now from 1967, and this one's by the Supremes, and as I said, I'm doing a special feature on the Supremes at the moment. 1967, the Supremes and The Happening.
Yeah.
This is Radio Merseywaves, your local free pirate radio station on 244 metres, 1242 kilohertz, with me, Bert Williams, taking you through with plenty of magic and sounds from the 60s. Through till 5 o'clock this afternoon. I'm normally with you on Sunday afternoons when I can manage it. Hopefully I should be with you next Sunday afternoon as well. Anyway, we've still got a fair bit of time to go yet, so I'm not leaving you just yet. Anyway, we're going forward now to 1969, and this time the Supremes got together with a group called the Temptations to do this particular one. I'm Gonna Make You Love Me is the title.
I'm gonna do all the things for you a girl wants a man to do. Oh, baby. I'll sacrifice for you. I'll even do wrong for you. Oh, baby. Every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look out, it's coming in your direction. And I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will.
My love is strong, you see. I know you'll never get tired of me. Oh, baby.
Oh,
every trick in the book, I try my best to get your hood. Hey, baby.
Baby, I'm yours.
Every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And
1964, that time, a special feature there I'm doing on the Supremes, Where Did Our Love Go, title of that one. And I'm going forward now again to the year 1969 with this one by Stevie Wonder, one of his sort of early ones.
La, la, la. Summer day, my chérie, you're more distant as the Milky Way. My chérie, you're more pretty little one that I adore. You're the only girl my heart is for. Or sometimes on a crowded street, I've been near you, but you never noticed me. My chérie, amour, won't you tell me how could you ignore that behind that little smile I wore? La 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 la. Maybe someday you'll see my face among the crowd.
Now you're lying. and the lonely cry fades in the air.
Supremes, Love Is Here, Now You're Gone. And I'll just take a look and see if I can find out what year that particular one was from. It doesn't seem to have any marks on it, so it's obviously from 1967, that particular one. The Supremes, part of a feature I'm doing on the Supremes this afternoon. I'm Bert Williams, taking you through till 5 o'clock. Well, just coming back briefly to the court case and the DTI. Well, I don't think we'll go into the court case anymore. Just to say briefly, it didn't go too bad. It could have went worse. But, of course, it didn't go too good either. But it wasn't too bad. I think it was a bit more on the good side than the bad side, because it could have gone a bit worse, actually. But anyway, coming to the subject of the DTI, I do expect there probably will be some breaks in transmission sometime between now and Christmas, when the DTI attempt to raid the station again. The thing is, obviously, what we'd like to do is to be able to stay on the air all the time and make it virtually infallible, but unfortunately there is very considerable practical difficulties in doing this. In other words, it's not really very practical. I think that's probably the best way of putting it. With our limited resources and the fact that we don't advertise and we're a voluntary station, we don't get any pay, it's all voluntary work, and we all put a lot of money into it here and don't get anything out. So obviously, as anybody can gather, there would be considerable practical difficulties in making it a much larger operation than what it already is. So for that reason, there probably will be breaks in transmission when the DTI attempt to raid us. As much as we hate this to be the case, I think I might as well be frank and say that will be the case. There will be raids. What I mean is, when the attempt to raid us, there will be breaks in transmission because of various reasons, which I won't go into over the air. Obviously, we'd like to stay on the air even when the DTI do raid or attempt to raid. But as I said, it's a bit doubtful if it's worth going to the enormous lengths that would be required in view of the fact that the DTI, when they're going to raid again. I mean, it looks to me as though it could be any time between now and Christmas. And as I said, it's a bit debatable as to whether it's worth going to all the trouble to stay on the air and putting all the extra time and resources in to stay on the air just for the periods when they do raid, because they haven't been seen around for a while, they haven't, and it's only this summer actually that they seem to have stepped up their actions, and they were on the media quite a bit around the midsummer about that they were going to clamp down on pirate radio, but now they seem haven't been seen around too much lately, they haven't. So that's the position there. If we are off the air due to any raids or anything, or any difficulties the DTI cause, it hopefully shouldn't be for too long, maybe a week or two. But we feel that this is much better than going to the enormous lengths that would be required to stay on the air continuously when the DTI do their clampdowns. Because as I said, there is a lot of resources and an enormous amount of work required to actually do that. So I suppose it's really a question of being reasonably practical. It's a great idea in theory, but in practice it's just a bit too much work and a bit too much messing about. I think if the clampdown had kept up, if they kept up the clampdown that they'd been carrying out this summer, I think we would have had to have done that. We would have been forced to have done that in order to stay on the air. But as I said, they haven't been seen around too much, so we're all hoping here there won't, it'll be a while before there is any breaks in transmission, especially myself, because I have to do a lot of the work to get the station back on again. Anyway, the Kinks now, and they'll be going back to the Supremes a little bit later. The Kinks now from 1968.
Thank you for the day. Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light. I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright. Now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today would be tomorrow. The night is dark, it just brings sorrow that way. Thank you for the days. Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. Forget a single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright. Now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the day. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light. I bless the light that shines on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every day.
Believe me. 1968, that time, the Kinks and the Days. Coming back to the DTI situation and the raids that we had earlier this year. Well, I think something I forgot to say is that the main complainants to the DTI are Radio City, the IBA, the local IBA station in Liverpool. It seems that they tend to get a bit concerned about any competition, unfortunately. You'd think if their position was reasonably strong, I mean, they are supposed to be in a strong position. I mean, an IBA station that goes 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, shouldn't really be concerned about opposition or competition, but unfortunately it seems that they are, and they are in fact the main complainants to the DTI. So all I can say regarding Radio City is they should really organise their programmes a bit better and have a few more listeners and that, you know. They should try and organise themselves a bit better so they wouldn't have to be concerned about the competition. I mean, if they put out good programs and they had themselves a bit better organised, they wouldn't have to worry too much about the competition. But anyway, they do seem to have a problem then, and they do seem to be concerned about opposition and pilot radio, and seem to be complaining all the time to the DTI in order to get the DTI to raid us here at Radio Mersey Waves. They don't seem to like us being on the air, Radio City don't. Anyway, I'm going back now to 1966, Gene Pitney.
tonight. I sing my songs, my star shines bright. I stop and smile, I take my bow, I leave the stage, and then somehow backstage, I'm lonely, backstage I cry. You've gone away, and each night I seem to die a little. Out on that stage, I play the star, I'm famous now. I've come so far, a famous fool. I let love go, I didn't know I'd miss you so. Backstage, I'm lonely, backstage I cry, hating myself since I let you say. Every night a different club, and yet I'm lonely all the time. When I sign my autograph, when I hold an interview, can't get you out of my mind. Come back, my love, come back to me. I need you now, so desperately. What good is fame? It's just a game. I'd give it all to be the same. Backstage, I wait now, hoping I'll see your smiling face waiting there backstage for me. Your smiling face waiting backstage for me.
Sound from 1967. That's a titled Soul Finger from the Bar Kays, 1967. It's quite a bit of soul music actually released in 67. Well, we're now going for backwards actually. I think it's backward. Yes, backwards now, so 1966 with this one from Cilla Black.
do you come here often? Have we met before? Tell me your impression now. Could you like me more? Could you even love me here? Is it too early to tell? Who am I fooling when I know too well?
Conversations there, Cilla Black. I'll just check actually when that one particular one was from, just as a matter of interest. Yeah, I got it wrong, completely wrong. 1969 actually, that one from Cilla Black. Conversations. Coming back to what I was saying about Radio City a little while ago, I mentioned them, and the fact that they seem to be the main complainants to the Department of Trade and Industry, because they don't like, well, they don't, they seem to be a bit concerned about any fair competition or opposition as one might say. I suppose one aspect of it is that we are in fact over most places of many parts of Central Merseyside, Wallasey and Central Birkenhead, and various parts of central Liverpool considerably stronger than what they are. So I suppose that's one of the reasons they're not all that happy about it on the medium wave. We are, in fact, as I said, we're only on the medium wave, we're not on the FM. And on the medium wave, compared to their transmission on the medium wave, we are in fact quite a bit stronger in many parts of central Merseyside. Quite a bit better quality as well. In fact, I've said this before, the transmitter that they use, and seems to be one of the worst, I should say, worst IBA transmitters in the country, because it sounds as though it's coming down some tin can or something like that anyway, because the bass and treble is just being chopped off. It has. And the modulation's low too, they don't seem to have very much depth, not really much modulation depth at all, which means that the effective transmission power is a bit on the low side, to say the least really, even though they are supposed to be quite a bit more power than what we are. But they are outside Liverpool actually, about 12 miles outside Liverpool, or 10 miles outside Liverpool. So, but they do have a beam, which the signal is beamed in this direction, and not very far from Wigan actually, the Radio City medium wave transmitter, and it's beamed towards Merseyside. So the overall, they probably do get a bit more, they do get a bit more coverage than we do, because they're quite a bit more powerful. But on central Merseyside, they're not too good actually, and we certainly seem to be stronger than them in many places. But then again, if one looks at other IBA stations like Marcher Sound and Red Rose City are poor in comparison with them. I mean, the Marcher Sound, for example, has reasonable quality and reasonable coverage, signal strength wise and so on. Anyway, let's get back to the music now. Another soul hit from 67, and this is Soul Man from Sam and Dave.
Oh, what can I do?
Sunday Shaw there from I think I'll play.
You're in tune.
I think I'll play this for you now a bit later. A bit late actually.
On the quality sound of Radio Mersey Waves. Radio Mersey Waves.
8 minutes past four is the time, and that's exactly what you're listening to. Radio Mersey Waves on 244 meters, 1233 kilohertz. And I played that a bit late because probably it seemed to be a bit. anyway, I won't go into that. I'll get on with the music. Gonna have one now from The Shadows from 1964. And as I said before the theme tune, you had Sandy Shaw and Message Understood from 1965. And this one's from The Shadows from 1964.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying.